you know what's at Funky Buddha tonight?
I don't know about you, but it's going to be good.
Beer.
That is there, sure. They always have beer. But Magic the Gathering tonight at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, 6:30 p.m. And today and every Thursday after 4 p.m., wings are 50% off at Funky Buddha Brewery. Now, are these the traditional wings or the bison wings? Does anybody know?
The bison wings.
I will never live that one down. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And you can enjoy Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park any night of the week. But tonight, Magic the Gathering and Half Price Wings. It's already after 4 o'clock, so Half Price Wings. And they've got sweet potato casserole. It's fresh out of the oven and ready for all season long. You enjoy it in the cans. They have 6-packs available in the tap room, and they're available throughout the state of Florida as well. So that sweet potato casserole beer that they make is very, very good. Mm-hmm. And you can get it at Funky Buddha tonight or any night. Guess we'll start with headlines because we're starting the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour a little bit late. So we'll do headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Get to the local stuff in just a second. I just saw this being reported that the SEC is going to move to a 9-game conference schedule in the following college football season. And I only use that as kind of like a way to launch into a story that I don't think we talked about last week. But did you see that the Big Ten, I believe it's the Big Ten, maybe it's the Big 12, one of those conferences was advocating for an expanded playoff again, from 12 teams up to a 24 to 26 team playoff in college football?
It's stupid.
Seems like a lot, but I will tell you, if you've got 24 teams in the playoff, I'm going to watch and I'm interested. It just makes the Idaho Potato Bowl more interesting because it has playoff implications. It really does, right? I mean, that's what ends up happening.
It means something, but last year, we just talked to Marcus Freeman. Last year, Notre Dame played 16 football games. Right. That's a long schedule to play 16 right. games to make it to the national championship. I don't feel bad for anybody. I just think it's too long.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's obviously something that would have to be addressed, which is maybe a shorter regular season, but that's how they generate money. I don't know. I don't know.
And then if 13 gets mad from last year, if they go 26, 27 is going to get mad. Like, it's just you have to put a cap on it.
Each school is going to continue with annual opponents to keep traditional rivalries in the SEC. They're going to do 3 annual opponents. Who are Florida's annual opponents, Crowder? Tennessee?
Florida State, Georgia.
Georgia.
And Tennessee.
Vanderbilt. Yeah. Tennessee.
No one cares about Vanderbilt. No interest in playing Vanderbilt.
You guys play the Citadel every year? Isn't that your week 1 matchup, Citadel?
We're fine. We can't do it anymore. You used to be able to get a puppy. Now you can't. You can't play any puppies because this damn college realignment thing.
I read at 3 o'clock. You were doing an interview there at 3 o'clock, but I read a tweet from Leon Searcy. And you don't mess with Leon Searcy. And he says, Carson Beck has got to be the most disrespected QB in college football. ESPN has their preseason top 100 players of 2025, and they got 8 quarterbacks in front of him when he's got a 29-3 record in the SEC. I can't wait for his middle finger tour this season.
And I hope it's a middle finger tour, but I've watched him play football a lot of times, and I think he was carried by the Georgia roster.
Tell Leon Searcy he's
wrong. I'm not
going
to tell, Leon Searcy a damn thing because I don't want to get punched in the face. I'm too old.
So here's your update from Dolphins Jaguars practice today. Mike McDaniel spoke to the media, and he said that the starters will play on Saturday. Didn't specify how long they will play, but those who are healthy enough and available will suit up Saturday in the preseason finale at Hard Rock Stadium.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Wright had to leave practice early due to an injury. That's obviously concerning. Darren Waller was a little bit more involved today. That's good news. Didn't participate in 11 on 11.
Hard to be less involved.
He's more than 0%. That's great.
Jaguars wide receiver and cornerback, I guess. Travis Hunter didn't practice, won't play on Saturday.
All right.
And there were a lot of fights today. One that carried into the Dolphins' indoor practice facility.
I can't wait for the season props to come out because I got to see like what Darren Waller over under on receiving yards and stuff. I'm going over on everything Dolphins, man.
Hawk, it has to be 500 something.
I don't even know if they'll have a prop, to be quite honest, because I don't know. I don't remember if OBJ had a prop.
I can't run away from this thought. Once you hang up that jersey and burn the cleats, it's hard to get back out there and really want to put what it takes into playing football. Hell, I didn't even want to retire, but I felt the other side of retirement and said, oh, man, this is sweet.
Ins hub. Yeah, nothing. There will be a lot more props before the season. They've got Jalen Waddle. Total receiving touchdowns for the season, over-under set at 5.5.
I go over. I go over with Waddle.
Tyreek is set at 7.5.
Over.
All right. And Tua passing yards, 3,500. Man, that dude's going to do that in the first 8 games.
Under.
I was looking it up the other day. I was arguing about Ladd McConkey in a group chat of mine, and McConkey.
Don't bring up Ladd McConkey around me. I mean, this Ryan from Funky Buddha had me chasing ghosts with Ladd McConkey overs. The 1 week I bet him, and no targets. Every other week, 300 yards receiving.
Well, his over under on receiving yards is for the season. Is higher than Tyreek Hill this year. Like, and I'm just using McConkey as an example of how ridiculously underwhelming Tyreek Hill's over-under receiving.
I mean, he's under 1,000 yards, Tyreek. Yeah. Under 1,000, 975.
Crazy.
You know, it's underwhelming.
That's a pedestrian number for a elite receiver.
Top 10, still top 10. He used to be a top 3. Now he's a top 10. What's underwhelming is having a group chat talking about Ladd McConkey. Do not add me to that one.
If you want, I'll add you to the Nico Jovich group chat because it's just me and Tobin. We just sent each other pictures of Nico Jovich. Did you see his number? No joke, Crowder. Did you see his numbers today? I don't know if you were on with us when I was talking about it earlier. Nico Jovich, 18.7 of 8 shooting today for Team Serbia in a game that didn't matter against Slovenia's exhibition game. But still, Nico Jovic, I'm telling you, bro, telling you, this guy is going to have a huge season.
Man, that's cool. Never tell me his stats in Team Slovenia and the rest of my life, and I'll be happy.
Serbia. there's NFL football tonight, preseason football, if anybody is interested.
I'm waiting for the weekend. I mean, college football, meaningful college football. I'll be hammering away on that Hard Rock app.
You want to know the schedule for week 0?
Sure.
Yeah.
Iowa State and Kansas State open things up noon this Saturday on ESPN.
Oh, yeah. I got the Iowa States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you don't know their mascot.
Well, yeah. Hawk birds.
Yeah.
Bird hawks.
Yeah.
I don't know their mascot.
The Cyclones.
Mm.
That's bird a top 25 related. Matchup, bro. Kansas State, Iowa State.
I know. I mean, I'm frothing at the mouth.
UNLV is going to host Idaho State at 4. Kansas and their newly renovated stadium will host Fresno State. Western Kentucky will host Sam Houston. And Hawaii, or Hawaii, is going to host Stanford at 7:30 p.m.
Hawaii or Hawaii.
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 Who does Florida open with?
UM.
No.
No.
No, that's, I don't know, honestly.
It's a Citadel. It's got to be. Oh, even better. Oh, my God. Are you ready for this? Are you effing ready
for this?
We're
opening with Notre Dame. Who are they opening with?
Long Island University.
Crying out loud.
Hey, man.
Oh,
hey, the Bird Christ Dogs. Almighty. The Bird Dogs have been. They went in the transfer portal.
Holy mackerel.
Long Island University. FIU played them 3 years ago, Crowder.
I know. The support. They're the support beams. The Long Island support beams.
That's embarrassing, man.
They've been really building that program, man. Don't do that.
It's embarrassing. I'd be embarrassed to be a UF fan.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten. That is a banger to end the show, Jimmy. A little tainted love. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Go to Funky Buddha tonight. Half price wings. Little Magic the Gathering in about 40 minutes. Time of your life. Find yourself some tainted love. Very football heavy show today, even though we talked plenty about Olive Garden and croutons and smoke detectors.
Regrettable.
But Mark Schlereth was excellent. Appel was very insightful. He was at practice. Chris Perkins, the same, of course. Before we wrap it up tonight, Dan Day is going to be coming on after us. Cheetah Pompano is a great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. And, of course, you know, Cheetah Pompano has the amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6 and a full dinner menu in the evening. This Sunday at Cheetah Palm Beach, it's their annual Sexy Bikini Summer Contest. There'll be $1,000 given to the winner of Sexiest Bikini. Again, that is this Sunday at Cheetah Palm Beach. College football starts this weekend. Pro football, a couple weeks from now. What's better than college and pro football action, girls and beer? Every NFL Sunday and Monday night during the season, enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Watch all the games live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach, and make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Enjoy a little preseason football, if that happens to be your thing. Might be my thing. And Marlins play tonight? I don't think I listened to one of your updates today.
You did not. No, they do not play, and neither does Toronto FC. They're not in Miami either.
So Pizzola's not coming in for the Toronto FC game?
Not coming in for the Toronto FC game.
All right. Desmond Bane play all right last night for Orlando?
Yeah, yeah. He killed it last night.
All right, very good. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night, and we will speak with you on a Football Friday mañana.